This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time for ITV's Vidar Harding to join us for his theatre review, but we're going to be looking briefly at a couple of Christmas performances at the Birmingham Rep and the Birmingham Hippodrome, Vidar.
Absolutely, Alan. And I've saved these two till now, well, partly because actually one of them I saw yesterday, so in fact I didn't have much choice. But I'll explain why that was a special performance in a moment. The other one is a perennial favourite, I think not just of mine, but safe to say many of us. Been a popular book, DVD, stage dramatisation for the past 30-odd years, and it's The Snowman, which I'm sure you're familiar with as well, Alan.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, ideal for audio description.
Absolutely. Because as anyone who's seen it will be aware, there is absolutely no speech or dialogue in it at all. There are a couple of carols and the Walking in the Air famous song that Alec Jones all those years ago made very famous. But apart from that, no lyrics or dialogue in terms of the characters speaking. So music throughout. And on-stage activities, so, you know, little boy meeting the snowman, them flying through the air, meeting Father Christmas in Lapland, all the activity is acted out. But clearly, if you can't see what's happening, you are wholly dependent on the audio description of, in this case, Julia Grundy and Carolyn Smith, who are the resident describers at the Rep. And the music's lovely in its own right, but, you know, even people like me who sort of try and build the snowman in as part of the seasonal festivities, and we know the story well. It's still great to hear them describing what's actually happening.
Indeed. And in fact, just mentioning Alan Jones, Vidar, he made the song popular, but he didn't sing it in the film.
No, that's right.
I always find very interesting. How did it come across? Because, you know, we're really looking at a book and a cartoon being put on stage.
Yeah, and But you know, what comes across, I think, through all the different interpretations of the story is the fact that it is just that, a story. It's about a little boy living in a home with his family, looking out of the window, seeing his, you know, friend the snowman that he builds and the adventures they have together. And yeah, there's an element of, you know, make-believe in all of these things, but it is a tale. It's a lovely tale. Sad as well. Poignant. The snowman melts, and you know, particularly for small children, that's maybe a concept that's hard to perhaps you know, appreciate, because it might mar the rest of the fun and, you know, humour of the piece. But it's a good seasonal festive story. It embodies, you know, seasonal elements of snow and Father Christmas and all of that sort of thing. Carol singers, and it's just, I think, a very magical tale which appeals to children of all ages.
This might sound a bit odd, Vidar, but I think being a sighted person who's seen the cartoon and perhaps even read the book, that seeing it on stage, you know, maybe quite curious to wonder how they do it because there is no dialogue. But if you're blind and you're there with your headset on, listening to the description, it's all completely new. You don't have a cartoon to compare to a stage production.
I think that's right. And I guess the nearest analogy I could maybe make, and I don't know how true this is, but let me have a go anyway, is when you and I have talked in the past about audio-described ballet.
Mm.
There is a similarity because, again, no speaking parts of any of the ballerinas, and the same with the actors in The Snowman. So you are absolutely reliant on sitting with your headset and getting the description to tell you what's happening.
OK, let's have your marks out of five then.
I'm going to go with 4 to 5 out of five. Let me confess to being wholly self-indulgent on that, because it is a favourite.
I think you're allowed that at Christmas.
I just about get away with it, though.
OK, another, what you would say, perennial favourite then.
Yeah, so the Hippodrome, like many theatres up and down the land, has its annual pantomime season, and increasingly one of the dimensions of most productions now at theatres of that kind is the so-called relaxed performance. Now, anyone who's not familiar with that term, a relaxed performance is aimed at a whole range of potential audience members with a wide variety of disabilities, particularly maybe learning disability or autism, those sort of conditions. And relaxed is exactly what it says on the tin. If people want to go out of the auditorium or go out to a chill-out zone with toys or, you know, talk to their, you know, neighbours or whatever, they are made to feel or encouraged to feel relaxed and you know, get out of the performance what, in fact, you know, is important to him or her. So relaxed performance yesterday, the third that the Hippodrome have done over the last 3 years, and, yeah, very special production of Aladdin. And part of the relaxed performance provision was audio description. So Jonathan Nash and Margaret Spittles from Sightlines were once again at the theatre, having done two audio-described matinees, exclusively audio-described. They were back as part of the team, the wider access team, providing, you know, the relaxed one dimension to the relaxed performance. 1,400 people in the auditorium, many of them children, many of them young people with special educational needs and a whole range of particular conditions. And it was a really magical atmosphere, and full marks to the cast and to the theatre staff, who had done a lot of preparation, training, to actually hopefully hit the right note, make everyone feel welcome, and encourage them hopefully to come back for another relaxed performance at much the same time next year, and ideally maybe one or two other relaxed performances of other shows across the year.
Again, Vidar, this is another example. We talk about audio description, and you have surtitled or subtitled performances as well, but, you know, theatres once again looking to expand the audience, looking to bring more people through the doors and expand that enjoyment of theatre as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, you know, particularly you're talking about young people, children, arguably tomorrow's audience. They are tomorrow's adults. And, you know, you want to make, as you say, the arts, the performing arts, what is produced in the theatre, as accessible and as inclusive as possible. And I think relaxed performances are doing a great deal in their early days, admittedly, in doing just that.
And your mark set of 5 for Aladdin?
I'm going to give it 5, actually, because there was a really special atmosphere, and I declare an interest. I chair the Access Forum at the Hippodrome, and we deliberately arranged our quarterly meeting to come straight off the back of the matinee yesterday. And a lot of our people, members of the forum, had been to the show and had some really, I mean, overall very, very positive feedback, some observations about how things could maybe be even better next year, very positive and constructive suggestions. There's a DVD which is made in advance to sort of prepare people to come to the pantomime, what they can expect, the noises, the sounds, the, you know, visual dimensions. So it was a very exciting day. And with 1,400 people, as I say, in the theatre, I think a great time was had by all. So I'm going to go for 5 out of 5.
Great stuff. So we've had The Snowman and we've had Aladdin. So with the Christmas shows behind us, Vidar, where are we off to next?
Going back to Stratford and a new play focusing on a monarch who actually I didn't know and don't know very much about, Queen Anne, and early 18th century, perhaps best known, very sadly, for the fact that she outlived all of her children, and very, very sad in that respect. But an interesting play, which the RSC are currently producing, and hopefully in a week or so's time, Alan, we will focus on that.
Look forward to it, Vidar. Once again, thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.